And we're live.
Man.
Man. Here we are.
I swear to God, man. I'm pissed off.
Tag team back again. What are you pissed about?
I'm just in a bad mood today.
Dude.
But I'm happy to be here. I'm like, I'm not in a bad mood at you at all.
Good.
Just a combination of bad trading day on top of a bad week.
A bad week?
Yeah, it was a bad week so far.
What happened to you?
It was just, I lost a lot of money that it was, all my profits just went up in smoke.
Like the Cheech and Chong movie.
Just like the Cheech and Chong movie.
Ben's money be on Cheech and Chong mode.
my trading account do be on Cheech and Chong mode. Because it was high, but then it went up in smoke. What else was there?
I'll tell you what. It's hard for me to even think right now.
Really? Why? What do you got on the brain?
Diet Coke episode 3.
Diet Coke episode 3?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The thrilling epic conclusion to the Diet Coke trilogy that only subscribers at tmgstudios.tv are privy to.
Who could have
the bonus episode?
Who could have known that this all would have happened after drinking one Diet Coke 2 weeks ago?
I mean, I know. So for those of you not in the know, the Diet Coke episode has gone down in history as being one of the best bonus episodes ever. In the history of podcasting.
We're not big sequel people, right? We think let things lie, but...
Yeah, but this thing's...
Well, the returns on it were...
Yeah.
We had to run it back.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of episode 2, we realized it was more of a trilogy.
Yeah. So the episode 3 comes out, and we, for those of you who aren't subscribers, we figured we'd drop this trailer
for you. We cut a little trailer for you.
Yeah, so here...
So you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
And decide if you want to jump in and...
So here's the trailer.
Coming September 11th. I mean, September 2nd.
Did I talk about the Diet Coke I'm drinking yet?
Shut the fuck up!
The epic conclusion to the Diet Coke trilogy.
Can we have one episode? Can we have one where we don't talk about the thing? I got all this energy from this Diet Coke, man. The aspartame's getting to me.
You want some Diet Coke?
No, I fucking don't.
I think I'm going to make Diet Coke a regular occurrence.
It won't be that regular when it fucking kills you.
Guaranteed to make you shit your pants.
You don't think a lot of the people who drink Coke would just switch to Pepsi?
No.
Don't they taste exactly the same?
I don't think so.
No. Ben, we got to salvage Diet Coke too.
Man!
You know what we're doing next After Hours, right? When we do the taste test next week to finish the finale, I think it's the perfect way... To cap off the Diet Coke trilogy.
I bet I could do it.
There's no way I could do it.
Trillionaire mindset. Ben Kahn. Emil DeRosa. Two dipshits.
I think this will be known as the Diet Coke episode.
Wow, this episode is just dog shit.
But it'll be a cult classic. I saw the Diet Coke episode when it came out.
Yeah. I'm playing the game, okay? I'm playing the game! It's called Drink the Coke! You're coke-lighting me.
So gather around the computer, or the phone, or the tablet, and enjoy. Oh, Babu.
Don't look at that.
What are people paying for? What are you paying for?
Apple shares are just getting hammered this morning.
Every day they're pounding it.
I'm not fucking leaving.
Damn, that shit, oof, got me excited. I can't wait to do the blind taste test today. I got my Coca-Cola shirt. They're not paying me. This is free advertisement for them, for Warren Buffett. That
this all goes
old
to
pig
Warren
fucker.
Buffett.
Yeah.
I can't wait for a Reddit post where some guy is mad that we're trying to entice people to subscribe to our...
Oh, yeah. We should be putting this out for free. Like, all right.
Remember,
dude.
He was like, don't... You shouldn't tease people for...
Yeah.
It's like, pal.
We should just have that guy here, whoever that is, standing here with his arms crossed, just ready to scold us, scold me.
Yeah.
Like, I tweeted yesterday...
Don't you want us to succeed?
Yeah, don't you? I tweeted yesterday because I was just reading about... That's the other reason I'm in a bad mood is the everything...
Because someone tweeted.
No. Everything going on in the world, like climate shit.
Dude...
Hang on. So I tweeted, just like, we need to just stop bickering about everything else and everybody needs to come together to solve the climate crisis. You know, I'm pissing in the wind. It amounts to nothing.
No, that's going to help.
And this guy DMs me and he goes, you shouldn't, it's a very privileged, basically was like, it's a very privileged thing to say there are people who have problems and to suggest that we all need to put those aside for the climate is just very, like, shut the fuck up. I know you mean well, but God damn, just don't police me. Can you just leave it alone?
That's all anyone knows how to do anymore.
That's all anybody knows how to do.
Just like,
including me.
I'm the fucking cops. They're like ACAB, but also I'm the fucking cops online.
Yeah.
You say one thing,
I'm going to let you know.
Yeah.
Also, buddy, by the way, if you're out there listening, because I know you follow me, I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm just saying, shut up.
But it's not even.
And I mean that gently.
It's not even that guy. It's just everyone.
It's everybody.
Shut up.
Everybody. I mean, I do it all the time myself.
Do you?
Yeah, I tell people, like, actually, well, I don't really, but
that's
what
it is. It's always, well, actually.
Yeah, I stop myself now. But so, like, the week that I've had where I did the same thing last or 2 months ago, July, I had like a ton of profits. And then in the last week of the month, I just gave it all back. And then August, I had a great fucking month. And then in this last week, I've just given like all of it back. And it culminated with today. Did you see the NVIDIA news?
No.
They like updated their quarterly projections to tack on, like, they're basically going to lose out on like $500 million because China is like restricting chip imports.
Okay.
So NVIDIA is getting crushed right now, and I had four other chip stocks, and they all just got I woke up down like 20 grand. Just like, cool.
We got to get you back in the mood.
After being down like, 13 yesterday and 8 the day before and like 18 the day before. It's just fucking annoying. But then, this is the fucked up thing about
the
internet and just interconnectedness is like, I feel, obviously that's my life and that's what I'm contending with. And, it's all relative because then like these poor people in Pakistan are like,
right. It's like 30 million people.
Is that how many it is? 30 million are displaced.
I think like a third of the country's underwater.
Christ. Yeah. So who am I to complain? Like, fuck me. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm pointing it for the audio listener, looking at my own finger.
I mean, so that happened like a week after we had Natalie Brunell on, and she was going, she was, she had her thing about how like scientists have been talking about whatever. I don't want to like, fight or argue against her when she's not here, but it's just like, I was trying to explain like, no, climate catastrophe is here.
Yeah. It's mind boggling.
It's not
the people who still want to just deny it.
They've been saying this for 40 years now.
I keep seeing this talking point now that like, oh, they were making a big stink about the ozone layer in the 90s. And like Matt Walsh was talking about it. But then, yeah, dipshit, the world came together and they fixed it.
We didn't fix it.
Yeah, they the ozone layer recovered.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. Like by like 95% or something. By the way, real fast. Happy birthday to a very special someone.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday. Glenn, friend of the show.
Big shout out.
My compliance officer, Glenn, 60 years old. It's
Hell
his
yes,
big
dude.
60th birthday. He doesn't look a day over 59, this guy, I tell you.
That's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one. So we want to say happy birthday to Glenn. Also, in the spirit of Glenn, check out the disclaimer in the description box. You've got to click the See More button. And it'll give Glenn the happiest of birthdays.
Yeah, there's nothing he wants more in the world than this show to be in compliance.
Yeah, that's all he wants for his birthday.
For his 60th birthday, that's what he wants.
Yeah, he wants it to be in compliance.
But it's also terrifyingly hot in LA. I hate when this happens.
Yeah.
It's not just that it's hot, it's that... So when I first moved to LA, the hardest thing to get used to... Back on the East Coast, mm-hmm. when it's hot, it's just hot all day, right? You wake up and you're like, oh, it's fucking hot. And here, it's cold in the morning, it's cold at night, but then it's like so hot during the day.
Sure.
And it's so hard to get used to. You'll leave your house and you'll be like, oh, it's fucking 90 degrees. I'm good.
Yeah.
And then you're freezing your ass off by like 7:30. But now...
Not this week.
No. And I mean, it was like a few years ago. It was the first time I ever experienced like hot nights and mornings in LA. And I was like, this feels weird.
Hot nights, summer in the city. Hot nights, sucking on a titty.
I just went out to the car to get something. It was 86 degrees.
Damn, man. Jesus. 86. Woo.
8:45 a.m.
You know, the thing is, I remember as a growing up here in the 90s, early 90s, we had a couple summers where it reached over 100 degrees and it didn't feel like, oh, it's like the end of the world. But I don't know. Living in Los Angeles is a lot different than living in the suburbs of Long Beach. Anyway,
that's all to say, you know, you got something bad to say. We're renting a place that you can come meet us and say it to our face, because we don't want to give out our home. You said we were going to talk about how the audience can come say stuff to our face. That's what you wanted.
That's not a bad idea. Which is rent an Airbnb for
it's
the
like
day.
A little office. We'll just
for people. It's a dunk tank.
And we'll have office hours and we'll sit at a little table and you can pull up a chair and
that's actually not a bad idea.
And tell us how horrible we are.
That's a really good idea. We can lift a page from the podcast but outside, friends of the show.
No, but that's their podcast. This is us just sitting in an office and people can come.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a book signing without any books to sign. People just come and
yeah, but that's generally
give
a good
us their
thing.
Complaint.
This, yeah. People
into just, a microphone. Like a city council meeting.
No, there's no microphone. Oh. You just come and tell us.
Yeah, but we got to film it.
Why?
Because that'd be a waste otherwise. It might as well not even happen.
It'll make these people feel better.
Shits in the woods. Does anybody smell it?
No. Yeah, it'll be an interaction between us. They'll like it.
I don't know. So I apologize for being a little sourpuss baby. I'm trying to perk up.
Yeah, come on. I was playing Taylor Dane.
Yeah, you know what'll make me happy is if you like this fucking YouTube video, you comment on it, you subscribe. Oh, yeah, you know what we got that'll perk me up? We've got our 50th episode next week. And guess what? You know, extravaganza.
Yes,
we have our 50th episode next week.
We got a lot planned.
It's going to be a gala. Dress up.
we're sending out invites. You're all invited to the 50th episode gala.
Yeah.
It's going to be formal wear.
Yes.
Black tie event.
Yeah, we're dressing up.
And you can send in your, because if you're going to be watching, we want pictures of you in your either tux or try to do a tux or ball gown or something because it's formal wear.
Trillmindhotline@gmail.com. Send in your celebration photos and we will we'll post it with a montage of like what's that song by the
and we'll
Redhead?
Make it look like an audience. We're inviting a lot of people too. There's going to be all kinds of guests who stop by. We're going to have, I think Elon said he was a maybe, so that's a big one.
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos was a pretty firm yes.
No. Oh, right. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg was a no.
No, I actually talked to him after. He said
gonna he's going to be a yes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
There's actually a possibility of Charlie Munger die on the show challenge, which you would understand if you were a subscriber. So go to tmgstudios.tv if you want to get that joke.
Oh, how great would it be if Charlie Munger died on our show? His Wikipedia page.
Oh, yeah.
Anytime anyone changed it, I would be back on there daily being like, and he died on this podcast. He died famously doing the Charlie Munger Die on the Trillionaire
Mindset. He died
mindset
doing challenge. What he loved, yeah. Telling young people to stop being such babies.
Yeah, to not buy Bitcoin. What was the other thing I was going to say?
We're going to look good in tuxes.
No, who's the redhead that sang the song that was like the graduation song? We will. Vitamin C. We're going to put a montage of it.
No, because that's like the end of something. This is just the beginning, baby. We got to play like Frank Sinatra. Bap, bap, bap.
That's the Las Vegas song.
It's literally called New York, New York.
Oh, whoops. My mistake. I thought it was
I love how
I did it my way.
You're hearing a song, New York, New York.
No, I was thinking my way. My way.
That's a New York song too.
Isn't that song
that
about
might be the one I'm thinking of.
Him beating up his wife or something?
No.
Didn't he beat up his wife?
So you know how he was married to Mia Farrow?
Yes.
All right, well, And then Woody Allen was married to Mia Farrow.
Oh, that's spicy. That's salacious.
He had goons go pick up Woody Allen and throw him in the back of a car and be like, quit fucking around.
Damn, quit marrying Frank Sinatra's wife. No. Better not marry her.
Quit being such a like...
Yeah. Oh, was he being a bad husband?
He married their stepdaughter.
Yeah. Well, they're still together. So that's a testament to the love that can endure if
or
you find the right stepdaughter.
What is she? Adopted something?
Yeah, she's his adopted daughter.
I'd say that was a pretty weird marriage.
It is. It continues to be.
No, no, no. I'm saying Woody Allen and Mia Farrow. I wouldn't call that a great marriage when it ends in... You could do Frank Sinatra. Say like, hey, Woody.
Hey, Woody. Hey, hey. Wait. Let me think about this. Frank Sinatra. I got a channel Phil Hartman doing Frank Sinatra.
Right.
Listen, sweetheart. Listen, you fucking Jew. You leave that blonde broad alone, you hear?
Only I can rough her up.
Only I can rough her up, you fucking...
Whoa!
We can bleep that word. But anyway.
I imagine Frank was letting the K words fly.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, they were all doing racism back then. You know who...
Poor Sammy Davis Jr.
Which was the guy that crashed into a tree and died? Son
Ryan
of Bono.
Dunn.
No.
What?
Yeah, Ryan Dunn did, but Sonny Bono was skiing.
Yeah, you should have said skiing.
I remember my parents took us to see his grave in Palm Springs because he's married out there. And I was like, okay, so he did that song with Cher and then
you,
he
babe?
Died? Yeah, I got you, babe. I hit a tree, babe. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
is that
no.
a like parody song? Or did you
Yeah, I'm Weird Al-ing it right now. Just off the dome, dude.
Oh, Weird Al didn't do that. You
no,
did that.
No, I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's kind of a dark one for Weird
I
Al.
Hit a tree, babe. Skiing is dangerous, dude. You could hit your head at any point.
Wear a helmet.
Yeah, but then you look like nobody's going to want to fuck you on the slopes.
No.
In the lodge afterward. Who's going to fuck the guy wearing a helmet?
When I was growing up, I skied a lot. Uh-huh. And
yeah, I could tell you got some brain damage.
I actually did smash my face off a jump one time. But there was like very few helmets. And then as the years went, it's like now everyone wears helmets.
Yeah. Well, that's because, I don't know. You know, when I was in Little League, my head was this size, but my body was like 100 pounds
you're just
smaller.
Falling over.
Well, no, there. I always had a little panic attack when it would be my turn to go up to bat because there was always only one helmet that would fit me.
Would they do the...
It was the ones without... Someone had taken out some of the foam, and I would always freak out if this one kid was like in front of me in the lineup, and if he was on base, I'm like, well, fuck, I can't put on a helmet. And I was also a catcher, and when the ball goes wild, you're supposed to rip off the mask so you can see better, but I couldn't do it because it was like a kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the coach would always be like, rip off the mask, but I didn't ever tell him, my head's too big.
It's fucking stuck.
I can't do it. Anyway... You know who's going to complain right now is there's the one guy in the comments who's like, oh, if you want to get to the actual finance stuff, you can fast forward to like the 18
there's
minute.
There's a guy part. Who says that?
Yeah, there's a guy who did that one.
Hey, time. Make sure to find our office hours, pal. Come on down. Let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking
let us know.
Jackass.
We should get into it though, because we are almost at
one
it.
Second.
Okay, what?
You know what's the most devastating thing you can do to someone?
Kill them.
Yes. All right, let's go.
What's the most devastating thing?
When
you
they
can...
come up to bat. And everyone does the moving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I knew how that... I would witness that, but it was never me.
Oh, yeah. Come on, big slugger
Ben. I had a good little...
All right, think about the guy. Come on, let's hit it before the 18 minute mark.
All right, so... Oh, you know what my favorite hole is? My second favorite hole.
The 18th hole.
No.
The 19th hole.
The butthole is number one.
Your second favorite hole.
The mouth hole
is Jackson
two.
Hole.
No, Jackson hole is my third favorite hole, and it happened last week. Boy, that actually Michael Jackson's hole is the one that I was thinking. There was a Michael Jackson's hole joke in there that I'm just not going to extrapolate.
Talk
from.
About big inhales into the microphone.
Yeah. Oops, I did one. Also, I'm not wearing my monitors. So.
Why?
Because I don't care. I don't care today. I just don't care.
I fucking hate Moody Ben.
You hate him? But Moody Ben just needs love and support. Figure but watch, give it to me and then I'll turn away. Like
I'm a bad boy.
I'm a bad boy. I just want to be loved, but if you come closer, I swear to God, I'll turn around. I'll show you my back. Anyway, the Jackson Hole Symposium happened last week, and it is the annual thing where the Fed gets together and talks and does like a
speech.
Wow,
what an explanation.
Oh, it's such a great explanation. But Jerome Powell...
We got to start the episode over. We got to like hit you with some fucking...
Oh, I got my shitty cold brew that's only making me more tired.
We got to get the drugs they hit Biden with right before a speech.
Oh.
And we got to hit you with them before a...
What's the drug that they give fighter pilots?
It's probably amphetamines.
It's probably what?
Amphetamines.
Oh, I thought you said some kind of bean. I was like, they're not giving pilots
beans. I'm flying off just beans, baby.
Dude, speaking of beans. Oh, yeah, it's modafinil. Speaking of beans, I'm not even going to get into my tummy ache that I had last night.
Jackson Hole. Just give us a little pep.
Yeah, baby. Well, so Jerome Powell said that bringing down inflation will require economic pain. Will require economic pain. And that prompted me to do a little bit of digging. And I want to give a shout out to Jem. That's how you pronounce it, right? Jem.
I don't know.
Jem Carson, who does not listen to the show.
Would not.
Probably doesn't know who we are.
We've DM'd him and asked him to listen.
I think I asked him via DM if he would come on the show, and he just liked it. Even though he does podcast appearances all the time, I think he would if we prodded him one more time. But to talk about this shit, because...
Not after what I say about his piece.
Oh, yeah. So we have some...
You sent it to me. I don't know. Go ahead.
I sent it to you. He runs an investment fund, a hedge... I don't know if you'd call it a hedge fund or whatever, but it's called Chi Volatility Advisors or something like that. And he put out this 25-page report all about inflation and the Fed's response to it. And he pointed out that basically... Currently, yeah, there it is. For the YouTube listener, it's just the PDF. Maybe we can link to it if you want to read it. But so people talk about there was this Fed chair, the tallest one, by the way. He was 6'7". He was a huge guy. His name was Paul Volcker.
Tall Paul.
Paul Volcker.
The Volcker Shock.
And they call it the Volcker Shock because back in when he was chair, which was in the 70s, I believe.
The 80s was his big,
he raised rates,
legendary,
shocking the market, causing a recession. And it worked. It brought inflation down,
but it also sent us into a pretty brutal, recession.
Yeah. So Powell has been at Jackson Hole. Jerome Powell was talking about how he looks up to Paul Volcker.
But not only that, I mean, this has been forever. I mean, and this is what I was telling you a while ago, that he's a fucking Volcker simp and has been for a while. He carries around public appearances Paul Volcker's book.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
And he when he's asked about it, he's like, he's just a legend.
Do you think Paul
Volcker... This dude has been fucking itching to hit that fucking button.
Paul Volcker, 6'7". You think he could slam dunk?
Probably not.
You think he had a big, huge wiener?
Probably proportional to his body.
So big, huge wiener?
Proportional to his body.
We don't hear more about Shaq's penis.
It's actually not. It's really average.
No, it's not. No way. Mm-hmm. Did he say that?
Yeah.
When? Are you Googling back there Shaq's penis size?
Yeah, we can hear.
I hear the clicking. Just don't image search it. But so, as Jim pointed out, nobody seems to talk about there were these other Fed chairs who raised rates in the face of inflation, and it didn't work. Namely, William McChesney, who was chair from 1951 to 1970, he raised rates from 3.5% to 10.5% in June 67, between June 1967 to June 1969. Which caused an 11-month recession, and inflation was barely affected. And then you also had this guy, Arthur Burns, from 1972 to 74. He raised rates, causing a long recession. It briefly lowered inflation, but then it came screaming back to new highs. And according to Jem, the lesson is the Fed, and Powell has said this himself, the Fed only has blunt tools to fight inflation. They're very limited in their ability to fight inflation. And Yeah, Chim's whole position is that Powell's raising rates now to fight inflation is only going to offer a temporary respite, and it's because inflation is being caused by so many more deep-rooted things, this is actually only going to ultimately lead to more pain, right?
Yeah. But well, so...
Yeah, go ahead.
I just... So number one, what we both talked about is he offers no real solutions.
Right.
Which I think is kind of, it's like, great, thanks for laying out the problem we all...
But it's also like, who's the solution going to be for? Like, hey, Jerome Powell, check out my opinion, sir.
Well, then what is this whole thing for?
Yeah, that's a good point. I would like to know what he thinks the solution is.
Right. Okay. And the problem is not only does he not lay out any solutions, he seems to weirdly take issue with these, he calls them populist policies. And I don't... it's a very odd thing. And it's funny to read, too. Like, these bankers are still so shook up by, you know, Bernie Sanders' two presidential campaigns that they seem to think he was president at some time. Like, he yeah, talks about...
No kidding.
He talks about populist... He talks about Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. He does... There's no mention of Joe Biden, the guy who's been president. And it's very weird. He's like... And he keeps name-checking Bernie Sanders. People like Bernie Sanders. It's like,
I think...
You know, he's not...
Well,
head of state, right?
I think he's talking about the carving out of the, basically my take was it that the top percent of basically the low interest rate environment that we've been in, the Fed monetary policy that has been in place for so long.
That was Bernie Sanders policy?
No. Has only served to enrich the rich further because they get to borrow cheap capital, make the investments that only they can make. That, you know, leads to further globalization and offshoring of manufacturing and basically making the rich richer and the poor and the middle class just kind of gets hollowed out.
Sure,
which leads to populist movements on the far left and the far right is what I took it to mean. I shouldn't say far, but like on the left and right, you got these diametrically opposed.
But what populist policies on the far left have affected this?
I think he's talking about things like student loan forgiveness that I'm not saying are bad.
That literally just happened. He can't be factoring that in.
I think he's talking
hasn't even happened,
the bailouts.
Number one. Yeah, and so that's the thing. These guys are pretty
COVID packages.
These guys are pretty blind to this, right? Because what's going on in the rest of the world?
Right.
Oftentimes countries are having worse inflation than us, right? And they didn't have nearly as generous COVID relief packages as us. So I mean it'd be nice if these fucking dudes could get a clue.
Yeah. The one thing that he pointed out that I thought was an interesting comparison was when Richard Nixon was president and we were fighting two wars, Vietnam and Korea, I believe.
No. Korea was in the 50s.
Yeah, but didn't it continue like indefinitely?
It ended in like 54, I thought.
I hear the clacking. When did
the Korean War?
Yeah. Korean conflict. Yeah, I mean, it's technically still going on, but that's...
No.
That's between...
53.
Yeah, 53. Okay, well, so I remember reading that we were at war on two fronts. Either way, we had a war going, and then we had inflation at home, and there were... basically, there was a lot of money being churned around, and we're kind of... dealing with the same thing where we've got a war, multiple wars, you could say.
We're not at war.
Well, we had like Afghanistan. we're now funneling billions of dollars to Ukraine. And then we've had the COVID relief package and we've printed all this money. So it kind of creates this perfect storm is what I get is what, I mean, that's just my interpretation of what this guy's saying.
Right. And my thing is, I don't think those would be considered populist left policies.
Yeah,
I have to reread. In any way,
can we open up that doc and search the word populist real fast? Because I am curious what stuff he's got in there.
This is going to be riveting for the audience.
Despite being a laissez-faire Republican, due to the continued popularity of populist policies to address inequality, Nixon not only continued LBJ's war on two fronts, but passed new laws to increase social welfare spending. Much like the leaders of today, for the less popular job of controlling inflation, LBJ and Nixon pushed the Federal Reserve front and center and mandated that they rein in prices. The Fed obliged. Starting in 2008.
All right, we're not, what's going on? We got
just
a fucking show to do.
Yeah, we're doing the show. I'm looking at what he's saying about populism, populist movements. Yeah, the Tea Party movement on the right, it gave birth to Occupy. Yeah, I can't remember what the... Because he talks about it a lot. He tweets about it a lot, too.
What, populist policy?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's a hack.
He's not a hack.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You find one thing that you disagree with on someone, and then you're like, therefore, their entire thing is flawed.
It is flawed to rely on, you know, to push this narrative that populist policies have gotten us.
I don't think that he's saying that they have gotten us anywhere. I think he's saying that populist.
Dude, he literally, he
he's
said
saying that,
that
populist policies are a product of inflation.
Dude, yeah. And he's worried that we're going to get even more populist policies.
Right.
Yeah.
And that can sometimes exacerbate inflation even further. It's like slapping a
right. So this guy has no
Band-Aid on a bullet wound,
and he's worried that people might get some kind of relief.
You don't necessarily need to have a solution lined up just to critique current policies, though.
But he is critiquing.
Yeah, but so what? I can critique something without having a
solution.
Oh
no, I'm just like,
up.
And that's the thing. I'm like, if you don't have any prescriptive advice, like, then okay, great, like, you're just
I think it's less that he's just sounding the warning bell, like, hey, I don't have a solution to this, but
he's just going,
here's what I'm noticing could be something to pay attention to, that, like, this is his main thing. The Fed may stop inflation cyclically in the short term, but the inflationary impulse is likely secular, which means it's a longer term thing. I'm just reading a little bit more of what's under that thing. But yeah, so I don't know.
Damn, Ben's so pissed right now.
I'm not pissed.
Chairman Ben sitting in a tree.
You know what gets me pissed?
K-I-S-S-I-N.
Going in the bathroom and seeing my fucking tinsel in my hair, the grays that I've got. Fucking Christ. We should get him on the show because I would love to hear what he has to say. It's just like, dude, hearing this guy on certain podcasts, he can talk in such big, confusing fucking terms where I'm like, dude, what are you? Speak English. Come on, man.
Yeah, I think after
But that's more when he's talking about, like, market structure.
I don't think people would enjoy it.
I think people would because he's got a mouthful to say about inflation and, yeah.
Yeah, 22 pages worth of it.
He's basically, so in a nutshell, he's just warning that This particular flavor of inflation isn't
not like this flavor of inflation.
Yeah, it is not good. This is like
no, it really isn't good. I mean, that's so.
That's what scares me.
When Powell was, I mean, that's when you sent it to me. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, it doesn't seem like he's telling Powell to just push the button like everyone else.
Yeah,
but I was just kind of confused where he was going.
Yeah, I read it twice. I'm going to have to read it a third time because, yeah, I get definitely just kind of lost in it. But
it seems like when Powell was up for reappointment, mm-hmm. he kind of feigned dovishness a little bit, and now he's just gone full.
Pedal to the floor.
Yeah, because people forget he's a Republican, Trump appointed.
And his net worth is like $100 million.
Yeah.
Also, it's so funny that the Fed governors, when those ones who got like caught or whatever,
they've been cleared of wrongdoing.
Well, yeah, and they sold all their shit at the top. And then Nvidia, Pelosi, did you see that?
I already told you no.
Pelosi sold. Well, no, not that part. But Pelosi, the Pelosi family sold their shares of Nvidia.
Oh, right before. Damn, they're good traders.
They saved themselves an estimated $600,000 in losses as of today's trading. But, I mean, granted, that's also a drop in the bucket to them because they're worth $100 million also. Really is a head-scratcher that these politicians do be accumulating a ton of wealth when they're in office. That seems questionable.
Oh, yeah. Also, I want to just note that so the Fed has also been kind of really... noting the strong labor market, and They said the labor market is particularly strong, but it is clearly out of balance with demand for workers, substantially exceeding the supply of available workers. We got to throw people out of work.
And we are getting a lot of boomers retiring.
I don't think that's what they're talking about.
Wait, say that again. So the jobs, the available jobs far outnumbers the people looking for them.
Yeah, it's like some
of this is good.
Yeah, it's good for workers.
Yeah.
Not good for them trying to tame
inflation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is a fucked up kind of push and pull where one of the ways to tamp down inflation is to cause economic pain.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. He's got good stats on this stuff, right? So Volcker's program came at a huge human cost at 10%, at 10.8% unemployment in the U.S. Wow. Reached its highest level since the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So that's what people are talking about when they talk about, you know, oh, Volcker fixed this, you know?
Yeah.
Came in at an immense global cost. It set off a global debt crisis. In particular, many Latin American governments had borrowed from U.S. banks, which charged far higher interest rates after Volcker's hikes. As a result, their debt ballooned. In 1982, Mexico defaulted on its debts, with many others following behind. Businesses, including building contractors and carpenters, were forced to close shop in droves. At the peak of the crisis, builders mailed Volcker's office 2x4s by the pallet that they weren't able to use to build homes, as the mortgage market had completely dried up.
And then Ben Bernanke famously had one of those 2x4s in his office as a reminder of whatever the fuck. I just thought one of the interesting things that I pulled from that was that the wages share of the economy's total income dropped by 20% in the last 50 years. Meanwhile, corporate profit, so basically everybody's collective wages as a share of the economy's total income dropped 20% in the last 50 years, while corporate profits as a percent of GDP has climbed. The rich get richer, and the rest of us are schmucks.
One of the things we should show is his graph about how the middle class, the wealth has been just absolutely sucked out
in 1970
to be concentrated to the top.
Yeah, in 1970, the upper class had 29% of the U.S. income. Middle class had 62%. And in 2015, the upper class now jumps to 49% of U.S. income, and the middle class drops down to 43%. So it just fucking sucks. Like, it's great to have low interest rates and have cheap capital, but that's only good for the investment class. And Chim says, you know, the majority of Fed stimulus ends up in the hands of the wealthy and the corporations. They use capital to maximize profits.
But how do you fix that without populist policies?
Exactly.
I'm genuinely curious. What?
No, I know. I don't. I think.
And then he's like, "Well, but I'm worried we could have populist
policies.
I don't
think
that
that's
might redistribute wealth.
I don't think that he's. I think that he's saying when you go too far in this direction of low interest rates for too long, then it breeds these temporary solutions that seem good, but actually only end up exacerbating it even further. I don't know. I don't know what his prescription is. I don't think that I'm pretty sure, having followed this guy on Twitter for so long, he's not like don't give any handouts to the middle class. It's just like, yeah, this easy money.
He DMs me and he calls me a lazy commie.
A lazy commie?
Commie.
Oh, commie.
He called me a pinko piece of shit.
I think his whole thing, and a lot of these anti-Fed guys, their whole thing is that this easy money comes at a cost, and it's at the cost of the middle class and the working class people, because why would corporations, it behooves them to use that cheap money to maximize profits, lower the cost of production, you know, innovate and compete, and that, you know, those record profits.
Some kind of government entity should rein them in or something.
Yeah, no
but
kidding.
That might be populist.
No, that's not what he said. I don't think he believes that. I don't think he believes that reining in government or reining in corporations is a bad kind of thing. I mean, he points out that, like, I think this would be an example, how Nixon froze prices, but it was only temporary and inflation just continued after.
Sure.
And I wonder if we reach that point. I wonder if we get, like, why can't they do that? Just fucking freeze
everything.
I think
it's such a weird argument in this scenario. Like, Joe Biden literally took out, did an op-ed in, what was it, the Washington Post or maybe the Wall Street Journal.
Uh-huh.
And he's literally like, I'm just going to let the Fed do its thing. we're not going to do anything. Like, the Fed is in total control.
I don't think that it should be. I was talking about it, I think, with you guys yesterday. It's mind-numbing to me how we've got these high gas prices that we all assume, oh, the gas prices are high because their input costs have gone up, because oil has gone up, because the supply chain is disrupted. So their margins are probably staying the same. That's why they're raising prices. No. They're experiencing record fucking profits.
Right, but they would argue that they're baking in these prices because of future costs that they're going to have to bear. Yeah. Come on, dude. You don't want them to...
Suck my dick.
You don't want them to get fucked over.
Shell Corporation, you piece of shit. So, speaking of, should we go to Europe? Speaking of gas.
I would love to go to Europe. Where are we going?
Italy.
Italy?
Yeah. Do you want to abscond?
Yeah.
That's what the rich do, is they abscond.
So, I like when rich people ask each other where they summer. Where do you summer?
God, where do I summer?
Where do you summer?
Is it like in Los Angeles?
In my hot apartment? I actually have been traveling a lot this summer.
Yeah, you have. You're about to go to Colorado.
Yeah, don't let me forget to empty this before the...
Oh, yeah.
Because I'll lose another fucking... All my stickers gone.
Nalgene, yeah. You guys, send Emil stickers.
No. They got to be good. Like, remember my fucking...
I call bullshit thing?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like bullshit to me. Yeah.
Wait, was that one of yours that you put on there, or was that on there when you took it from the Lost and Found?
Oh, no, there was nothing Sicko. There was nothing on it when I found it. No, Phil gave that to me.
Ah. Did he make that?
No. Oh, I could put some fucking...
Yeah, take a sip of water in the middle of your sentence. You could put some what?
I could put some horny bumper stickers on it.
Horny bumpers, that's right. Speaking of record profits, Russia's Gazprom oil gas company, whatever, they made $41.75 billion in profit in the first half of this year. $41.75, almost $42 billion in profit. That's a lot of money, these Russians.
Is that good? Is 42 good?
Dude, $42 billion, that's almost up there with Apple monies. Excuse me. The good news, though, for Europe is that, because, you know, you're reading all these headlines about how they're fucked for the winter, and it's so hard these days. I just have my critical thinking skills and my, like, bullshit detector for articles that have really doom and gloom titles is wearing thin, because I know that all these companies now have cracked the code, and the way to get us to click, which then generates revenue and the whole machine works, is by making us angry or making us, like, scared.
Yeah, you got to wade through a lot of bullshit to, like,
you got
to
wade through so much.
See what's going on. I am a bit confused. So you had a pretty optimistic...
Just relative to...
Take on Europe.
Yeah, which is that they've stocked up. They've filled up their tanks, so to speak.
Right, they might avert a brutal winter.
Yeah, and they also have alternative sources. They've got coal. They've got
coal.
What is that? Is that Khan? But
no, it's from. It was like, it might have been when Dave Chappelle was on SNL after Trump was elected, and he was like, "This motherfucker talking about coal, coal." I haven't thought about coal.
Hey, good throwback, dude. Is that 2016?
2016. Yeah. What a different...
Yeah.
Everyone's brains broke.
Yes. See, and everybody's like, what's... It's all fucking Trump. That's the thing. He's the crux. He's the impetus for all of the broken brains, because he sucks so bad. And he came in and poisoned everybody's brains on the right. And then made everybody else just go insane, because we're all like, are we really doing this? This guy sucks. He rocks.
This is a whole different conversation.
Yeah, I know. Jesus H.
Did you say he rocks? Is that
Well,
he
rocks sometimes on Twitter. Like, back in the old days when he would tweet, like, Diet Coke is for fucking pussies or whatever he said. What did he say?
I mean, he said a lot of things.
Yeah, he did.
Remember when he was like... With when Kirsten Stewart
Kirsten Stewart
cheated on Robert Pattinson, and he was like, Robert, I wouldn't take her back. She's a dog. She's always been a dog.
Dude, he was on. I remember when being on Vine in like 2014, he was on there. And
he was on Vine?
Oh, yeah. And that's where he posted those things. It would be
He'd
be sitting there. He'd be sitting there looking up. He did a couple of Robert Pattinson Vines. He's sitting there. His intern is like filming him. And there's like a second long pause. Robert Pattinson, Kristen Stewart cheated on him. She's a fucking dog. Don't do it.
She's a dog.
Kristen Patterson, you're fired. Or Kristen Wiig or Stewart,
you
you're fired. It was just, oh man, it was funny. It was so
stupid.
You
have to respect truly having a take on everything. Like, I don't
really
know how
does.
He consumes and processes so much. It's like Rosie O'Donnell would be on TV and he's she's a bitch. I've always thought she was a bitch. And it's like, dude, how are you watching every channel at once?
Yeah. He's an old lady.
Yeah.
He's just an old lady with opinions on everything. Yeah.
I always knew she was a bitch. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows
it. The American people know it.
The American people know it.
God. Anyway, well, the good news for Europe is that it might not be as bad as, you know, I mean, that's also coming from us sitting over here.
Well, that's
even
the thing. I wanted to point out, it is already very bad.
Yes.
So I've linked this. These are electricity prices. There's a map of how the prices have shot up. So wholesale day ahead of electricity prices breaching the 700 euro per megawatt barrier in multiple European countries today. 2 years ago, the typical price was less than 50 euros.
Wow. So it jumped.
And if you zoom
50 euros to 700 per megawatt hour.
And I mean, you're seeing people post really insane energy bills in Europe. It's already here. Hey guys, we want to take a quick break to thank a sponsor of today's episode,
NordVPN.
What is a VPN? VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, a service that protects your internet connection and privacy online. It creates an encrypted tunnel for your data, protects your online identity by hiding your IP address, and allows you to use public Wi-Fi hotspots safely.
NordVPN is the best VPN if you're looking for peace of mind when on public Wi-Fi. Securely access personal information or work files, encrypt your internet connection, and keep your browsing history and online identity private. You know, I travel a lot, folks. That means I'm staying in places that might not be so safe to use stuff on Wi-Fi, the Wi-Fi, you know? So, you know what I do? I just plug in the old VPN, and I use it to watch my favorite shows on foreign Netflix, foreign Hulu, all that good stuff. You open the map, you click on a location, and you'll be connected in just seconds. It's that easy.
It's easy to use. Connect with one click or enable my favorite feature, Auto Connect, for zero-click protection. You'll enjoy online privacy and security on every platform. There's a NordVPN application for Windows, macOS, iOS, Android, Linux, and even Android TV.
For extra protection, users can route their traffic through two VPN servers, doubling the encryption. And guess what, folks? It's fast and has amazing speed. It's confirmed by the speed tests. NordVPN is the fastest VPN out there.
Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/trill to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 months for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, head to nordvpn.com/trill to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 months for free.
Dude, I'd rather not have heat in the winter than not have AC in the summer. No.
I think I would rather the opposite.
Really?
I mean, they both suck.
Yeah,
they both really suck.
But the other good news is that a bunch of European governments have collectively earmarked about $278 billion in relief, and there's talk of capping prices, which is gaining support. And that's another thing, like, yeah, absolutely fucking cap prices. If the prices are going through the roof, who does it benefit except for the energy companies who are going to be profiting like fucking crazy? Just ask them to, I don't know. I'm so tired of everything. I'm so fucking sick of this shit. I'm so fucking tired of it, man. The people need to rise up.
Yeah, apparently that $278 billion is not doing enough. They have...
Seriously? Already?
It says Britain's National Energy Action Charity projects an increase from 4.5 million UK households to a full 8.5 million will face energy poverty this winter.
Oh my God, how are they going to heat up their?
I mean,
beans?
Also, I love the surprise that a government program is not working.
Oh, yeah,
wait, hold on. Dude. Wait, they didn't allocate enough money to help people?
Yeah. The good news, though, is that the decimated euro, the euro being so dirt cheap, is going to be great for encouraging tourism.
I don't know if that's good.
I mean, take what you can get, man. If the only thing I could get that's the only silver lining is a bunch of tourists, sure, give it to me. More body, more warmth, more BTUs coming in. I don't know.
I just...
France do be stinky, though.
I just worry about, you know, turning more states into just... Well, now they're completely reliant on tourists.
Yeah,
and
yeah, Greece. What do they have? They got
Greece is
feta.
Extremely reliant on tourism.
They went bankrupt a couple of years ago, right? Almost did.
Yeah,
I bought some of that yogurt, that Fage yogurt.
Faye.
Fage.
Okay.
Yogurt. Yeah. Faye. Yeah. What did you say?
Faye.
Oh yeah, I bought some.
It means eat.
It's plain. So it's just called eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna drizzle some honey in there.
In the...
Straight from the bear's teat.
It would be the bee's teat, I think.
No, it's the bear.
Or the bee's vomit more.
Yeah. I saw a TikTok of a guy milking a cow. Man, those udders get fucking swollen with milk.
I think I would... It would be a bad experience scrolling through your TikTok.
It's not that bad, man.
It's now moved from... human breasts to to animal breasts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's something that you don't really consider because as a kid, you know, you're raised being like, oh, yeah, cows milk and you milk the cow. But like seeing it up close, it's just this fucking engorged fucking, it's just one big tit with four big nipples on it. And at first he
one
like,
big tit, four big nipples.
Well, he like cleans it off first and then he's like, no, we got to clean it off. And he's like taking the rag and there's dirt all over it. And it's just like, it's the back of the cow. So you know that the ass and the pussy is right there. And it's just like, whoa, what is going on here? We drink this shit? And then he like.
You do. Dude.
I don't. I drink almond milk.
Everyone in the comments was like, you are a milk boy.
I don't drink milk.
This guy drinks a tall glass of milk.
I do not drink milk anymore. I used to, but now it gives me diarrhea.
Of course.
So I give myself once in a blue moon, I go to In-N-Out Burger and I get myself a burger, animal fries, and a Neapolitan shake.
Oh, that
and then I go home
good.
And I fucking let the I fucking let my toilet have it like I'm a when I'm getting good at In-N-Out, my toilet's eating good.
You know, it's so like humans aren't really supposed to consume dairy.
Yeah, we're supposed to suck it out of our wives.
Help me.
Do you need to call anybody? Joe Biden, help me. It's too bad. I already got Obama on.
Hey, Dad. Yeah.
Obama's on my
side. Is Grandma there?
Calling Grandma?
No, it's not the Volvo. He's just...
He's talking about something.
Yeah. But just come. Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Oh, I'm going to come.
Anyway, so I was gonna. This isn't even worth
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, we're not meant to.
Yeah, yeah.
Slurp
but
down
so
milk.
Americans are, you know, Europeans too eat a lot of cheese. I guess certain European, the French.
Yeah,
and that's where the stinky shit probably comes from. But my friend was dating a woman, here.
Oh, uh-huh.
Please help me. And we were asking her like, what are you know weird things about Americans and. She was like, you guys all stink like fucking cheese.
Oh, what?
And she was like, you guys don't even know it.
Tell her to go back to, where'd she come from?
No, what?
You don't like it here, sister? You can go back to where it doesn't stink like cheese. Anyway, Whole Foods has these blocks of cheddar cheese that are dusted with salt. And they are just, you bite into one of these things and you feel your arteries shrivel up in fear.
Man, the more I talk to you, your stomach issues make a lot more sense.
Yeah. You know, the last couple weeks, every time I have a protein shake after the gym, I just get such a bellyache, man. And I thought that it
Why
was
are you
this...
drinking protein?
Because I get out of the, that's what you do after the gym. I think it's a combination of drinking it too fast. Like, I chug the damn things. But then I also figured out that it's the powder that I use, this Vega protein powder. I Googled.
I get home and I mix up beans and quinoa, and I just start by the fistful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, that shit's all so nasty.
Yeah, but I just almond milk, a banana.
Regular milk, probably, with this
a banana,
guy.
Berries.
A couple cheese cubes.
A date.
Mom, do we have any more salted cheese cubes?
I put a date in there, peanut butter, and some powder. It's a great little meal in a box,
no,
or whatever the fuck
the
receptacle
good.
Is. I don't know. Anyway, so speaking of Donald Trump, his Truth Social dog
are
shit.
Are you on Truth?
No.
I'm on it.
You are? What's your username on there?
It's just a meal.
Beto O'Rourke
or something? I tweeted about it. A lot of people are following me.
Really?
But I forget to use it. But
so,
I'll start using it more after this.
It's fucked up that we're supposed to call the equivalent of a tweet a truth. I don't want to do that, but so it got denied from the Google Play Store. It got denied from the Google Gaga Play Store due to insufficient content moderation. Yeah, apparently, like, having people, you know, saying racial slurs and whatnot.
No, come on, look. Sometimes it's just like this. This is my one and only truth. It says, Truth Social is pimp as hell.
That's what you wrote? That fucking rocks, man.
I forget to use it.
Yeah.
Truth is where I can really just be myself.
Yeah. You can use all the racial slurs you want.
No, sometimes you just
unencumbered.
Gotta call things pimp as hell.
Yeah. So I don't know if it was in response to it, but Trump truthed 51 times in 24 hours, including many at like late hours of the night.
How he always was. The dude does not sleep.
No, but this
the guy's
was on
got
a
takes, baby.
This was on another level.
Oh yeah,
this
he was like retweeting QAnon shit.
But what was it? So fill me in.
I don't know if he was retweeting QAnon shit or retweeting accounts that
it was probably
that spread
either
QAnon
way.
Stuff.
What was the content?
I don't even know. I don't follow him on Truth. I mostly follow, you know, all my favorite creators. They're, Actually, does it make you follow Trump?
I don't know. Kind of like how they gave us the U2 album?
Yeah, remember?
Apple?
That was one of the, yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. But he was, I know one of the things he said was, they should have another election right now to give me like a fair shot. Because it wasn't fair.
He's a fighter, baby. He just wants a fair shot.
Yeah. God, I'm getting so tired of these people.
Who's these people?
Just everybody.
Trump?
I'm just so tired of them. I just wish that I could go live on a farm with my wife.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen?
What?
So people
are going to come and burn it down?
Yeah. There's going to be global collapse, and we're going to go, hey, Cons, thanks for attending to this farm and everything, but this
now
is ours.
It's
ours now.
Fuck. And I'll go, damn, okay.
Me and all these scrappy dudes from the city.
Yeah.
Who's your wife in this scenario?
I don't know. She got milk in her boobs, though, I'll tell you that.
Come on, Ben.
In case I'm hungry.
We're going to cut that.
Why?
Because I didn't like
it. Why? Really? Oh, man.
I didn't like it. It was very visceral for me.
Yeah? Because you're wearing your headphones and I'm not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put your headphones in for a second.
Nah.
I'll tell you what it's like.
Oh, no.
No.
I know what it sounds like. If I plug my ears, yeah, I can hear it just the same. It's the same
Stop
kind of deal.
Stop doing it.
Honey, well, what did you eat this morning?
Which
I'm just delirious, man. What? Wait, what?
I'm worried about you.
Don't be worried. I'm fine. I'm just fucking annoyed.
And then
the fact that I'm wearing shorts, just everything. And the fact that I'm also wearing shorts and flip-flops today, I just feel like
What are you doing?
Because it's hot. And I just feel like a degenerate.
You look like you just rolled out of bed.
I feel like a guy with four roommates in college wearing my masturbation
shorts. The Coca-Cola
shirt
is not doing you any favors either.
You know how guys wear their basketball shorts on Sundays and you know that like, oh, he's just jerking off all day. I feel like that. Even though I haven't and I'm not gonna. I just I have the same...
For the audio listener, he's jerking off right now.
I have the same fatigue of a man wearing basketball shorts on a Sunday who woke up at 11 a.m., jerked off, smoked weed, jerked off again, ate pizza, felt like shit, took a nap, woke up, jerked off a third time, and just felt like garbage. I feel like that right now.
Let's
I feel like I've
Adderall
jerked off three times today.
We got to get you an Adderall prescription.
I don't want that shit. The Adderall is poison.
Okay, well, what are we going to do?
Diet Coke, which is coming in the after hours.
Yeah. Come on, stay with me.
I'm with you. Did you see this Jay-Z stock? No, not the husband of popular singer Beyonce.
Do you think that's how you should credit Jay-Z?
Popular singer Beyonce's husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a little...
Beyonce-Z.
Okay.
So
tell me about the Jay-Z stock.
The symbol is Jay-Z, and... you remember that HKD Chinese IPO that went absolutely gangbusters?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, people thought that the same thing would happen to Jay-Z, so they bid this fucker up.
It is impossible not to see Jay-Z when you say Jay-Z.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So keep going.
Ha ha. I'm Jay-Z.
I'm not black. I'm OJ.
What? Is that a lyric?
Yeah. You think I would just say that?
I remember thinking about O.J. Simpson. I'm like, this motherfucker named after juice? They named him after a breakfast drink?
You know what his real name is?
Orenthal.
Nice.
Yeah, Orenthal James. And then I thought, what the fuck is an Orenthal?
Go.
Anyway, that Jay-Z was supposed to IPO at like $15 or some shit like that. And it was bid up to, it opened at 126, went as high as 155. They kept having to halt it due to volatility. Then over the course of the last week, it dropped down to 14. It dropped down to $8. And now it is down to like $5 and change. So if you bought that thing thinking that you were going to get another HKD, this just goes to show, you know, if it happens once, it doesn't necessarily, it's not going to happen again.
Wow, what sage advice.
Oh, I know, man.
If it happens kind of once, thing. It's doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Should we talk about Snap, you little creep?
Yeah, that's interesting.
All right, Snapchat. The app that nobody knows who's using it is laying off 20% of their workforce.
Yeah, that sucks. Is Adam going to lose his job?
He doesn't work there.
Oh, I thought he freelances.
See, maybe if you like kind of knew what he was up to, you might get an. It's like, dude, that was like literally like four jobs ago.
Oh well, I don't know. I never see him.
Text him, ask him how he's doing.
I don't know. I'm not gonna do that. That'd be too weird. Go on.
Anyway, also, I was surprised at how few employees it had.
How many is it? They have 2,000.
Well, now it has 6,400, but they're laying off a bunch.
Damn, that's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like, you know how many, like, Facebook and Google have? It's insane.
100,000?
Google probably does. I think Facebook's probably like 60K. But also, reading this, it's just like, what were you guys throwing some of this money in? It's, but I love this. So, Evan Spiegel says they're going to be restructuring our business to increase focus on our three strategic priorities, right? Community growth.
Mm-hmm.
That one makes sense. Revenue growth. You should probably focus on that. And augmented reality. Making a big push.
Yeah.
Him and...
I think that's the move other than VR.
Him and Zuckerberg.
Zuckercorn.
A race.
Yeah.
I hope they both... I hope it's race to the bottom, frankly.
I think AR wins out. AR makes the most sense. You don't have to put anything on your head. You got no hardware.
I also found it weird in this thing Evan put out, he blames the Russia. He blames Russia invading Ukraine.
Seriously? Like,
yeah. He says it hurt their, he said that's why there was a slowdown in marketing spend. Everyone across the board is blaming Russia.
Yeah.
It's just this goddamn war.
Yeah, my wife won't let me get any fucking milk in my coffee because of Russia.
Wait, but listen to all these things.
Go on.
I mean, you just got to fucking roll through some of them.
Yeah.
Spiegel said that Snap would end its original shows. I didn't even know they had original shows that appear in the Discover section of Snapchat, along with its in-app games. They have games, apparently. HTML, miniature applications. You got to realize, when I was using this thing, it was probably 2012.
Yeah.
And it was exclusively for sending people nude photos.
Huh. Not me.
What were you doing on there?
I didn't have it.
You never had it?
I did, briefly.
The company's self-flying camera drone, Pixie.
What?
It's like going through a fucking government spending thing going, what
well,
the
this
fuck
is the low
doing?
Interest rates, man. This is what the corporations do with it.
So Pixie's being canned.
Oh, no.
After debuting only in April, Spiegel said that the company is also winding down Zenly, app.
No! Not Zenly. What the fuck does it do?
For seeing where your friends are on a map that was acquired in 2017.
They acquired that?
I guess it sounds like it's Find My Friends, basically.
Yeah, it does sound like that's exactly what it is.
And then Voicy.
Oh, Christ. Christy.
A TikTok-like music app that Snap bought in 2020. God damn, man. If we only couldn't, like, we could have sold these motherfuckers anything.
You really could have.
I've got one for you, Evan.
Cumly.
Shit. Cumly. It's like porn, but for coming. And he's like, okay, we'll take that one. shit, Ben, give me another one.
Christly.
It's for fucking doing prayers. It's like Mark Wahlberg's app.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, yeah, I'll take
that
one.
It's a competitor to Mark Wahlberg's, but it's in VR.
Yeah.
It's in VR. Milkly, where you get to suck on boobies.
That's more of a Ben app. He's, he kind of checks in
with
his wife.
No, it's Milkly. You beta tested it.
Sure, I beta tested it because the work had to be done, but I wouldn't be a user.
It lets you... it lets you choose the nipple size and slurp down. Anyway, there is a fucking Milkly.
Let's taste the best.
God damn, dude. That was the worst time in history is tech... From 2010 to 2014, everybody had a company that ended in L-Y, and it had the same lobster font. That was the font, lobster. And it just fucking...
It's crazy how... Did you watch Silicon Valley?
Yeah.
Usually when... I don't know. Usually when people try to like parody that thing, but they did it so well. It was so perfect and captured the absurdity of it. And
oh, yeah.
It was just...
Season one was so
weirdos.
Good.
The whole thing was just.
Did you watch it to the very end?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the finale.
Yeah, it was just really great, and the absurdity of it all is just.
Oh yeah. Perhaps though, real fast, just to wrap it up on Snapchat. The most interesting thing to me is two executives have left.
Oh,
like
to go to
high
Netflix.
Ranking executives left to go to Netflix
to run their ad programs.
Their ad thing. Their ad tier, I read, is going to be between $6 and like $9. It's going to run. So maybe I'll go back. Maybe I'll go back to Netflix. Still don't have it.
If you had a dad,
yeah,
you could use this. That's what I do.
Well, I have a mom. Could you milk me, Greg?
I've got a mom, Greg.
Could you milk me? Well, I guess that about does it for this episode, right?
We're gonna have to start having sleepovers. I'm gonna put you in bed by like 10:30.
Oh yeah, okay. I'll be under the blanket with a flashlight, reading my phone, pointed at my phone. Next week, you gotta tune in because it's a special one.
Oh
tell
yeah,
all your friends.
But you're gonna want to send your. Send your picks to trillmindhotline@gmail.com. Let us see you, watching episodes in your do little fun glasses of champagne. We'll probably be popping champagne for episode 50.
Download Snapchat. Help them out.
Yeah, download. Or why don't you download tmgstudios.tv and help us out.
Yeah, and subscribe because you're going to want to see episode 3, the thrilling conclusion.
To the Diet Coke trilogy.
The Diet
trilogy.
Coke trilogy.
This will be the last one, unless we do kind of a Douglas Adams thing and do a trilogy of 5. But
yeah,
this will probably be the last one.
We're doing the Coca-Cola test. I'm going to taste test all the, and I'm going to guess correctly all 5
And hopefully
flavors.
It'll give them a little bit of a kick in the pants.
Oh, it will. It will. Yeah. So
kicking the shorts, I should say.
So won't you join us? That's it.
Won't you?
This week on After Hours.
Titty milk, to be clear. I could show you the scars on my belly from my dick surgery.
Have you ever had blue balls? It's kind of a real thing.
I still got the best, though. I'll put my thumb in your ass if you ask me to.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.